Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all, every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations Masterclass. I am your host, Rashawn McDonald. I recognize that we all have different definitions of success. For you, it may be the size of your paycheck. Mine is inspiring people to accomplish their goals and live their very best life. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start writing your own. People always talk about their purpose or gifts. If you have a gift, lead with your gifts and don't let your friends, family, or coworkers stop you from planning or living your dream. My guest is Lamar Taylor. He is the CEO and founder of Tyler New Media, one of the fastest growing private companies in America, the parent company of celebrated digital brands like Traffic Sales and Profit, TSP, America's premier learning community for purpose-driven African-American businesses and entrepreneurs, and Black and Married with Kids.com, the largest independent African-American marriage and parenting site on the web. Lamar tries to guide families and entrepreneurs to discover their true purpose and legacy. Please welcome to Money Making Conversations Masterclass, the one and only Lamar Taylor.
And thank you for having me on.
I apologize. Lamar Tyler. I apologize for that. So Tyler, and then put an A in there. Lamar Tyler. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you coming on the show.
Ain't no problem. Again, excited to be here.
So you're an Atlanta native? I know your business is based in Atlanta.
No, I'm originally from Maryland, Prince George's County. So if not already, my DMV vernacular will pick up during the interview at some point.
PNG, well, you know, out there, that's called the Black Beverly Hills out there on the East Coast. The last time I checked, so you know, you come from high cotton, as they say in the South. won't you just for grins, won't you feel everybody on the community that you came out of and why it has that upwardly mobile reputation on the East Coast?
You know, I tell people that the DMV, right, DC, Maryland area, and Prince George's County specifically, it actually feels a lot like Atlanta. And when I was looking for somewhere to move, I wanted to move to the South. It wasn't a lot of places I actually could move to because I was kind of conditioned to being around my people, right, and being around success. And in that one community, you got poverty, but you got middle class, you got upper class. And in any, you know, restaurant you go to, any shopping center, any store, it wouldn't be surprising to see other people that look like you. And I feel like Atlanta has that same feeling among it. But what I realize is that to me, the difference between the two is where in the DMV, a lot of money there, right? And it's a lot of people in our community making a lot of money, but a lot of it is corporate money. A lot of it is government-based money and government contracts and things like that. In Atlanta, it's the same type of money, but a lot of it's fueled through entrepreneurship, which is exciting to me.
Well, entrepreneurship, which is really, really exciting. It's really, really exciting to what we're trying to do here for your base and your brand. Because you're coming on this show, marketing and branding. You know, exactly. And you branded a lot of success thing. And when I bring guests on the show, I try to get them to share some of their tips, you know, about marketing and branding. Now, you have an event coming up, I believe it's next weekend. Tell us about that event and what celebrity are you bringing in?
Sure. We have an event called TSP Live, right, through our brand Traffic, Sales, and Profit. June 23rd through 25th in Alpharetta at the Alvaline Hotel in Alpharetta. And we're bringing in Magic Johnson as the keynote. And, you know, the theme for this conference for us is follow the money. And we're really all about pushing Black entrepreneurs to get out of side gig, side hustle mentality and say, hey, you know, we got to build enterprises and not just, you know, solopreneurships. 9 out of 10 Black businesses are solopreneurs. But how can we build enterprises that we can grow, scale, and exit right? That and exit part is key, right? Grow, scale, and exit, and you know, create employment in our communities, funnel money into our communities, and just grow and scale. And we want Irvin Magic Johnson to come and have that conversation with us.
Well, it's important that you. But why Magic Johnson? Because he is an entrepreneur, because he is a name. Because you're kind of getting both with him. You get that entrepreneurial spirit. You get a dreamer. You know what I'm saying? And Magic comes from humble beginnings, by the way. If you don't really know his background, straight out of Michigan. His dad was manual labor. But he had a gift to play basketball. And then he had a personality. I always tell people this about Magic Johnson. If he wasn't a famous basketball player, he would be a successful entrepreneur. Because that's all he wanted to be all his life. And so when you go through your little list of who you want to bring to your event, why Magic Johnson?
Well, it was the combination of all those things you said, because it's a lot of times we look at people that may be celebrities. When I say, are they really hardcore entrepreneurs? And, you know, they could be someone with a brand and somebody, you know, connects them with something to make more money from. But like you said, I feel like Magic Johnson is an entrepreneur. He's a dreamer. He thinks big. And that's what we want to really encourage people in the audience at TSP Live to do. Like, think big and think larger than a lot of times what we currently do. And so many times, so many of us may be first generation entrepreneurs. We may not have grown up around entrepreneurship. So we might need somebody to stretch what we actually think is possible for ourselves. And that's why we picked them to come in and have that conversation.
I'm speaking with Lamar Tyler. He's the CEO and co-founder of Tyler New Media. And the company we're talking about right now, Traffic Sales and Profit, which is TSP. Basically, when you say America's premier learning community for purpose-driven African-American businesses and entrepreneurs, that's a mouthful. But can you break it down to the common folk?
So what we're about, I like that too. What we're about is we're about uplifting our community, right? Black entrepreneurs specifically, and say, hey, you know, we want to build, like I said, not just side hustles, but actual businesses that can employ people in our communities. Because I always say, you know, we have large unemployment in the Black community. Personally, I think one of the main reasons is because we don't employ people. And I think most people, when they hire people like them, right? That look like them. So we need to hire and employ more people. And right now, Black folks are starting companies faster and more than any other group. Right. But we need to make sure, again, we're growing companies that actually can grow and scale and get beyond it. So when we talk about purpose-driven entrepreneurs, we're trying to find people to say, hey, you know what? I know that there's something bigger that I want to do for me, for my business, for my family. I know I want to leave a legacy beyond what I do. You know, I know that, hey, you know, when I create something, I'm not just creating it for me and my kids, but I want to create it for my kids, kids, kids. And again, looking at entrepreneurship as a way for us to close the economic wealth gap, for a way for us to gain economic power so we can change some of the leverage and things that, you know, disproportionately happen in the African-American community.
Too. When I talk to you, Lamar, you know, everybody has a vision, which is awesome. And sometimes I've created this show so everybody can have a voice. I was going, how can I talk to people? How can I just give? Because you're the new stars. Entrepreneurs are the new stars of the Black community.
That's true.
And so we can put that celebrity tag on it, but with social media and being able to tell your story and control your narrative, you guys are the new stars. Then you hear something like up in Stonecrest, Georgia, the new Black Wall Street. Which is basically a mall for up-and-coming entrepreneurs or established entrepreneurs. What is what you're doing in your platform different from what they're doing at their platform?
Well, not specifically, you know, about that one per se, right? But a lot of what people are being told online.
Yes, sir.
And it's a lot of these conversations about, you know, so entrepreneurs are the new rock stars happening online through social media.
Right.
But a lot of times when people are being taught and trained through social media is more about hustle than it is about business.
Right.
And it's
right.
about, hey, I can make this like quick money, right? How I can, you know, do something real fast and flip this and flip that. But we're trying to tell folks, you need to build something that's sustainable. You need to build something so that guess what? It works when you don't. In order to do that, we need systems around it. We need processes around it. We need people around it. Those are a team and staff that we might need to be able to implement and do things better than we can. And too many times when we don't have these different pieces of the puzzle together, then we get caught. We get caught into something that may make money right away. And maybe, you know, we're doing good, but it's a few things people don't understand if I go into it for a second.
Please do.
You know, one of those things that people don't understand is a lot of new entrepreneurs that are first coming in.
Right.
When we talk to them, we say, hey, what's your goal? How much money you want to make in the business? They say, well, my goal is to get to six figures. I want a six figure business. We tell folks, well, if the business gets just to six figures, which is $100,000 a year, by the time you take out expenses, if you got a product business, by the time you take out your cost of goods sold, with a service business, right? If you got other people or other processes or vendors you got to pay, many people at the end of the year will actually bring home less money than they did when they worked for somebody else.
Right.
And what they've essentially done is replace the old job with a new job. But guess what? The new job oftentimes doesn't have vacation because you're not able to take time off, because when you stop working, the business stops working.
Right.
The new job doesn't have benefits a lot of times, or benefits like the old job does. The new job doesn't pay you, because there's a lot of entrepreneurs that still, right, the business doesn't pay them. So again, it's not just about making money. It's about being able to grow, scale, and make enough money so you can provide for yourself, for your community as well, and being able to, again, create systems, processes, and pieces around the business so that you have a full operational enterprise.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald. Now let's return to Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald.
Now, when I was doing my research, it was saying, how many, do you have a set number of members, you know, under at TSP, or how do you, or is it, well, I wouldn't call them fan club members. I'm assuming I'm calling them members. And how, and what do they get out of being a member?
Sure. So we have a free community on Facebook, Traffic, Sales, and Profit with
Lamar
Tyler. Right under 40,000 people.
It's a Facebook group?
Yes, a Facebook group. Yeah, right under 40,000 people. And then besides that, we do have some actual programs inside of the community. We have a monthly membership. That has right around 1,000 people in it, where, you know, it's courses and trainings on demand around traffic. That's, you know, getting leads and more people in front of your offers, around conversions, which is getting more sales. How can I get people to me and see my website, see what I'm offering and selling, and then get them to buy more? How can I increase the amount of profit in my business? So I call it like a Netflix for Black entrepreneurs, where it's courses, it's information, it's resources, it's templates, it's checklists for you to get what you need, study at your own pace and kind of move on. And then beyond that, we have a group mastermind, which is basically a 12-month coaching program. We have 220 companies in that that go through the year with us. We have coaches, right, that work with them on a monthly basis. They're separated into teams where we get businesses together at the same size and growth stage, and then that are kind of like in the same niche. And they have calls together every month. They get a coach every month that kind of goes with them. Right. We do quarterly events here in Atlanta, and they're all across the country, from California to New York to Florida and everywhere in between. Right. But they come out to Atlanta once a quarter, and we work with them. So no matter what stage people are at, right, in some time, and you know this, in order to be successful, you have to invest something, whether you want to invest time or you invest money or both, right? We have ways we can meet people where they're at so we can help them be successful.
Well, you're a good talker now, Lamar. You've been told that before. You might push Magic Johnson out the way and take over that mic. I tell you. Magic can talk. Can't talk like Lamar Tyler now. I'm just letting you know. You always find these leaders, you find out why they're successful. One, communication is number one. Being able to create relationships is number two. And then consistency. I always say those are the three things. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to communicate. You got to have the relationships to be able to build on your communication. And you got to be consistent. Basically, what I'm saying there is that when people ask you for something, you can deliver. And when you deliver, it's not, I'll get back with you, deliver. They ask, you say you got a product, you say you got hamburgers, you put a hamburger on that stand when he come in to ask for it. And so many people make that mistake because, like you said, I want to make six figures. I don't know what that means because, like I said, right, you know, and I can go back to my personal story. I remember in 1992, I opened a very successful comedy club in Houston, Texas called the Hip Hop Comedy Stop. Got in business with a partner, knew nothing about him, so I didn't even have a business plan. Opened the door, was charging $10, and then suddenly the state of Texas showed up, okay, we need 6% of that $10, okay? And then I was serving liquor, and then the liquor man came and said, look, we need part of your liquor sale. So when I thought I was getting that actual $10, then I started putting together that budget, the rent, the gas, the security, buying tickets to sell, the insurance. That $10 really gets to $1 real quick if you don't plan correctly.
Indeed.
And so a good friend of mine is at the SBA. You know, Small Business Administration. Do you see there's value in those type of organizations with your organization?
I think there are, right? I definitely think there are. So I think it's a two-way street. This is a good conversation. Mm-hmm. It's a two-way street.
Mm-hmm.
So in one hand, there are organizations and outfits that have resources that a lot of times I don't feel like our community taps into.
Right.
On the other hand, a lot of times when we try to tap into different resources, we're denied when we shouldn't be denied and we should get access to it. So yes, in organizations like the SBA, you know, I think that there is information. You got organizations like SCORE where they can provide mentors and things like that. Mm-hmm. But sometimes entrepreneurs may still need more. Right. So I think it's both of those things. We need to go out and search for and find, all right, what are the resources that are available out there for us? How can we connect with that? Especially over the last year and a half to 2 years, there have been a lot of grants made available that mm-hmm. weren't before because of, you know, the pandemic, because right. of the racial climate in the country. It's a lot of organizations that say, hey, we want to do special things for Black entrepreneurs. Now, whether they meant that or not still remains to be seen.
Right.
But in the meantime, right, there's some initial things that happen and there's some initial opportunities that may not have been there before that are now. So we have to take advantage of what's there when we do it and when it is available.
Well, you know, I'm going to shift gears because I'm a Black man and married. One kid. Yeah. And she, I love her to death. She just graduated from college and now she's trying to find her way through college, life after college. So what led you to, being that you are a Black man, you know, you are happily married, got kids. That's the base core. But how do you take that idea? That's what I love about people like you, Lamar. You know, everybody walks around with these ideas. Everybody got the same situation. How did it come about that you, my friend, figured it out?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public, the list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, everyone, this is Molly and Matt, and we're the hosts of Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult, a podcast from Ruby Studio and iHeart Podcasts.
It's a show dedicated to helping you figure out the trickiest parts of adulting.
Like how to start planning for retirement, creating a healthy skincare routine, understanding when and how much to tip someone, and so much more.
We're back with season 2 of the podcast, which means more opportunities to glow up and become a more responsible and better adult, one life lesson at a time.
And let me just tell you, this show is just as much for us as it is for you. So let's figure this stuff out together. This season, we're going to talk about whether or not we're financially and emotionally ready for dog ownership.
We're going to figure out the benefits of a high-yield savings account.
And what exactly are the duties of being a member of the wedding party?
All that plus so much more.
Let's learn about all of it and then some. Listen to Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Grown Up Stuff.
That's a great question. And I love what you said. Everybody has ideas. And that's for everybody listening that's thinking about business or entrepreneurship. That's what they have to realize. Because a lot of times I'll run to people and say, well, I got a great idea. If I could just find somebody to execute. But the money is all in the execution of it.
Yes.
Everybody on this planet has an idea. And for us, what it was is we launched a brand called Black and Married with Kids back in December 2007. And my wife, Ronnie, and I, who's my business partner, we sat down and said, what's something that we're passionate about? So if it takes off 5 or 6 years from now, we'll still feel like doing it. So we said, and people want to talk about, because at the time it was a website, it was content, it was written, it was a blog, and we can write. But, you know, some people say, I love to write whether no one's watching. Somebody got to be watching if I'm writing, right? I can write, but somebody got to be reading. Right. So we said, let's talk about relationships. People love talking relationships.
Right.
Then we dug deeper and said, hey, you know, let's talk about relationships in the Black community. And we dug deeper and said, let's talk about the way marriage is viewed in the Black community. We said, it got to be other couples out here like ourselves that love each other, that are about being together. And let's lift up and talk about parenting, right? Because we know that there are Black dads in the home, even though that conversation is never had. It's Black dads in the home taking care of their kids and oftentimes someone else's kids too. So we launched blackandmarriedwithkids.com. It was a huge void in that space. We knew because we were part of that community. And we had instantly couples coming to us say, hey, I've been married 20, 30 years. Thank you, because I never see myself represented in the TV, on the radio, in the press, in the movies. And we also had singles coming and said, hey, thank you for this, because my parents were married 40, 50 years, so I know it exists. Or they said, I want to be married one day, so I want to learn as much as I can about marriage now so I can try to make sure that when I do get married, that relationship stays together. And from there, we launched Black and Married with Kids. We this is the first thing we did. So we had to learn a lot about marketing. We did everything wrong, but we're still successful in spite of it. But we eventually went from just creating articles. One time we had over 40 freelance writers along with entire administrative staff. We started doing documentary films. We got 7 full-length documentaries. Mm-hmm. Then we would do a documentary. We would do our own 7 to 10 city tours. Mm-hmm. We would go to Houston, Atlanta, D.C., Chicago, 10 cities every year. And we release a new movie every single year. But we had to learn how to market to those folks. We had to learn how to write emails. We had to learn how to create sales page and websites that converted people to actually buy tickets.
Right.
When we got them into the venue, we had to learn how to actually sell our DVDs, the physical product, right? And eBooks and things like that at the actual venue, how to bundle them up and make more money with our average order value and our average customers got there. So we learned a lot through the process of building that first business. And then people saw it and that's how they said, hey, teach us how to do what you're doing. And that's how we launched into traffic, sales, and profit.
Okay. So now this is, so now you used the word past tense a little bit, and are you still touring? I know the pandemic shut you down, but are you back out to doing the 10 city tours? And what exactly is that experience like?
We did those in the earlier stages. So we did those from probably 2009 to maybe 2015, 2016.
Right.
Uh-huh. And then we slowed down with it. And now a lot of what we do is just based solely kind of intentionally online. What it was like is, it was invigorating if I think back to it, because what it really was.
You shut down too soon, brother. That's a moneymaker right now, man. That thing right there is just sitting out there waiting on somebody. I'm kind of disappointed. You're a brilliant guy, but Black, man, you know, right now, this is a conference that's waiting for sponsors and to show up and just say, hey, they out there sponsoring Black picnics, Greek picnics. They out there sponsoring Black reunions. You tell me they ain't not going to respond to this when you got that demo 25 to 45, which is the money demo. Now, Lamar, come on now. You got Magic coming in. I know you're smart, brother. Now you got to kick this back up, man. Just start local. Start in D.C. where you got a bunch of Black people who you know, and do it in Atlanta where you got a bunch of Black people you know before you start running around the country. But it's all about timing, because
that's
the
it.
Internet is exploded, you know, the TikTok. There's so many ways you can market that. I just see that that's a big opportunity. And I would say to you, before you go back out, get sponsorship.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's it. And actually, we're starting that arm of the business back up. We actually are launching into a streaming network.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, everything has a streaming app now, and you got to go to, you know, Hulu or Fire Stick or Apple TV or something like that. We launch a backup streaming network with that content to bring other content and to merge basically the two brands. The content we previously had along with so many amazing entrepreneurs and people we got in our traffic, sales, and profit community to create more content and then distribute it that way.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushan McDonald. Now let's return to Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushan McDonald.
Well, I know that's a good thing. I'm glad I brought that up. I hope I inspired you, young man. I'm just to let you know, money and blackandmarriedwithkids.com, money written all over that, my friend, the largest independent African-American. He even saying it right now, the largest independent African-American marriage and parenting site on the web. And you not monetizing that. Come on now, Lamar.
Oh, we do. We just don't do what we used to do. We definitely monetize. We just don't do what we used to do through it.
What we need to do, you need to go back out there, man. Pampers waiting on you. A lot of people out there. Gerber, it's a lot of people waiting on you, man. Crib people. You know, my whole thing when I look at things like that is that because you're doing it and you've tapped into it, you shepherd an opportunity to break stereotypes. That's all I'm saying. And so we're a stereotype. And when you can go and do a conference like that in Houston and you bring in all those people, you bring in the car dealers, it helps us. It helps our brand as Black people out. That's why I'm teasing, but I'm also putting additional pressure on you because of the fact that streaming is convenient. But for a brand sale, to be able to go and see Black people and then get the TV crews down there talking about it. Because I get tired of, man, and celebrations and all that stuff. You guys have speakers. You know, you're doing no different than you're kind of like a family version of what Essence is doing in New Orleans.
Okay. Right.
They do a knockoff version of this as one of their seminars, but you have to have the brand. So I'm just standing on you to say that when you're talking to me, all I do is marketing brand. All I do is just see the next step. The next step is that you are a brand that not only reflects a creative mindset because you thought of it, you and your wife thought of it and built it out, but also realize the magnitude of your impact. And your impact is that it makes me getting out of the car safer. It makes your child and your future children to be perceived as buyers in the Google space, in the Apple space, you know, in the Target space, these spaces where they think we should be regulated to certain buying audiences. You know, I get mad when I go to boat shows. Why can't we do a boat show as Black people?
Right.
You know, why can't we have a car show that the cars ain't jacking up and bouncing down the street? You know what I'm saying? I get tired of looking on the news and we just spinning cars at traffic lights. You know, and they running after us with police cars or they going ATVs. You are a brand that can change the game. And I hope you understand where I'm coming from. This is not a negative, but sometimes you have to look at people like you in the eye, Lamar, and go, hey, man, you have a narrative that I have to push and encourage to become more physical because the placement of what you're doing in the America structure is needed, man. There's too many left-wing thinking people. There's too many right-wing thinking. I'm just thinking about Black people, dude. Your thoughts?
I love it. I think you're totally right. One of the things that we've realized ourselves is two things you hit on. There were times online where we were, and not just what we did, but other stuff we did in the past, where we were ahead of the curve.
Yes.
And you can easily get tired of doing the thing when you're ahead of the curve. And then later on, you stop doing the thing and then you see everybody else doing it and basically, you know, benefiting from a lot of groundwork that you may have even laid.
Absolutely.
Ahead of time. So I totally get it. I get it. I receive it. Everything. I totally get it. And then the other thing that we've learned, right, ourselves along this path has been when we originally launched that first brand, Black and Married with Kids, we originally monetized through advertising, right? If people wanted to reach Black families, Black moms, they would come through us. But what we learned how to do is we learned how to sell to that audience ourselves and make a lot of money for selling to the audience ourselves. But we went too far. A lot of times you can be too far one way or too far another way.
Right.
And while we had a lot of peers that were totally tied into advertising, when advertising dried up for a season or when they would switch and say, hey, you know what? We're no longer interested in African-American this quarter. We're interested in Latino. Mm-hmm. We still could thrive because we met directly with the community.
Right.
But I feel like in a lot of ways we went too far independent to where there's a lot of corporate opportunity that we didn't take advantage of, too. So
it's a swing around. You're absolutely right. I'm just educate people. At one time, it used to be, you know, all corporations had Black dollars. Then they shifted over to multicultural and they shifted that focus over to the Latino community. And so the Black was like, whatever, you know. And so we was out there struggling. And I love Piece of the Pie got smaller and smaller. That's all he's talking about. And so I'm just saying that, you know, he was ahead of the curve, but now the curve has swung his way. And Black brand awareness is at the front of everybody's conversation. Diversity, equity, inclusion is at the front of everybody's conversation. And positive Black content, especially family-driven content, especially it's live, is not being available out there now. And so HBCUs are at the front of everybody's conversation. That's why you see so many tours, so many conferences and things like that. But the thing I'm just saying, this is not a meeting to say you're doing anything wrong. I know that sometimes you get worn out, you get tired. You can go, hey, man. And then you find a fire over there with TSP and that fire burning so strong, you riding that. You got 38,000 people, you're mentoring around the country, they flying in, you go, that can become a back burner. But the bigger sale to me is that Black family married and kids. That, to me, is the biggest sale, the bigger opportunity for you to look at now. You know, you're a smart man. You're developing stuff. You know, put somebody on that, brother, and start and you come back on my show when you're about to kick off that next conference, because I'll be the first one to promote it, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Cool. As we wrap up here, Lamar Tyler, anything that we left out, man? Because I'm impressed with you as a brand. Like I said, to be able to get to know you on this call has let me understand that there's a brighter future for you and your family. So as you leave, a closing message for what you're trying to deliver with TSP to the audience.
Well, again, thank you for the opportunity to come in and share with your audience. And for people watching, again, it's just to know that there's more. I think a lot of times we don't stretch ourselves enough. A lot of times, you know, we may not see what we want to be directly around us. So we pigeonhole ourselves to thinking we're not available to access these things. But all of the great things, the greater things, like Rashad Madonna just talked about, in life, in business, in family, are available to us if we just tie ourselves into the education in the communities that have resources that we can tap into. And then my last thing on that is just a lot of times when we think about land ownership, when we think about real estate, we think about business, we thinking that we're the first ones to do this. What we don't realize is that generations of us before, like, we come from a people that own land. Now, that land may have been taken from us over the last, you know, few decades, generations, but we come from a people that own land. We come from a people that had successful businesses because there were no other ways. So it's time for us just to tap back into, you know, our businesses, our families, and more, so we can uplift and build our communities.
Well, you hear him. He's articulate. He's smart. He's a generational leader. Black and Married with Kids.com. That's the website. But more importantly, traffic, sales, and profit. TSP, America's premier learning community for purpose-driven African-American businesses and entrepreneurs. Thank you again, my friend, for coming on Money Making Conversation Masterclass.
Thank you.
If you want to hear or see this interview, please go to MoneyMakingConversation.com. I'm Rashawn McDonald. I am your host.